here's a story from The World.
Prosecutors in Romania have opened a criminal investigation into a fire that broke out inside a hospital there last Sunday. 10 patients died in that blaze. This isn't the first time Romania's hospitals have been under investigation. A new documentary film titled Collective reveals how corruption has been a chronic problem in Romania's healthcare system. Filmmaker Alexander Nano follows a team of journalists who gradually uncover a series of scandals involving government officials, hospital managers, and a large pharmaceutical company. From Bucharest, Alexander Nano spoke with my colleague Marco Werman.
Your film begins shortly after the fire at the Collective nightclub in Bucharest in 2017. It killed 27 people. So you covered the story from the very first of it. When you started filming, what at that point were you hoping to uncover?
Basically, our interest to see if there is a film to make about what is happening started pretty soon after the fire, because we had these massive demonstrations and a young generation took the streets and really wanted to get rid of the whole political class, actually, that is highly corrupt in Romania. And people realize that having a fire in one of the most popular clubs in Bucharest that has no fire exits is linked also to corruption. And shortly after, basically, the authorities said, we can handle the health crisis that started with having so many injured people. They had around 180 burn victims. And because they lied that they can handle it and that the Romanian healthcare system is up to it and is one of the best, maybe even better than in Germany, journalists started to uncover these lies, and that's when we also understood that it will be a film.
And the big headline from the start is that more victims died after that fire than really should have. Explain that.
Right. The fact that 30-plus victims died after the fire is not something normal, because burn patients, once they survive the first 24 hours, the survival rate is pretty high. But in Romania, what the government did and what the doctors, together with the health officials, did, they lied that they can treat them, although they had no burn units. And since the Romanian hospitals also have the most lethal hospital infections in Europe, these patients got infected and died from their infections, from sepsis, and not from their burn injuries.
So, Alexander, one of the big surprises we find out early on is that these journalists you follow, they worked for a sports newspaper. They were the ones investigating this. How did they get involved, and why them?
I mean, they are investigative journalists since over 20 years, and they brought down politicians and sports ministers that were corrupt and that had to go to prison after their investigations. But it was for the first time that they investigated the healthcare system, because the rest of the press failed completely and just amplified the manipulation of the government. They were the only ones that started to unveil basically the lies and the fact that they cannot treat these patients. And that led to the fact that a whistleblower came in to reveal to them that these patients are dying from infections. And that led also to discovering the pharmaceutical company that was delivering disinfectant liquids to the 50 hospitals in Romania, that they were diluting the disinfectant.
Do you have any idea how many people may have died in hospitals because of infections caused by a lack of sterilization?
I mean, it's not only the lack of sterilization. There are many, many factors that play into the fact that we have the most dangerous bacteria in Romania. It's very hard to evaluate it in numbers, but it is known that there is not one single family in Romania that does not have one family member, at least, that died of hospital infections or is fighting with hospital infections. People go in to have a normal surgery that is not life-threatening. They get a hospital infection and then really have to, in the best case, amputate their something, or they die.
The story you tell, it seems hopeless for anyone who has to experience Romanian hospitals. And then kind of about halfway through, we meet this new Minister of Health, Minister Vlad, as he's kind of colloquially referred to. He also gives you extraordinary access. Why did he allow you such proximity?
Oh, because he was from outside the political sphere, so he was not a politician. And once the journalists in the film bring down the minister that was in office before him, the anger of the society was so high because nobody felt safe anymore, knowing that, you know, the state knew for 10 years that diluted disinfectants are sold to so many hospitals, that they brought in this patient activist And he started to try to reform things in the Ministry of Health. And they gave us access because they said, listen, there's no reason in this world that citizens should not have the right to know everything that is happening inside the Ministry of Health.
I mean, he's really impressive, Minister Vlad. He wants people to play by the rules. He seems honest. And there's this moment where he has one of the survivors of the fire, a woman who's lost her fingers and she's seriously burned over large parts of her body. He is very honest with her here. He tells her that Romania's government has failed its people. Minister Vlad seems unique. What does he represent to Romanians? And is he still a figure today in the country's consciousness?
Yes, he is, because he is doing a lot, continuing to be a patients activist. And in the meantime, since 2 years, he also became part of a new reformative party in Romania. And so in the meantime, he's what we call a politician now. But the society in Romania is as polarized as everywhere right now.
And the journalists at the sports newspaper, they were threatened. They were told their families needed to be careful. Did you ever worry about your own safety making this film?
I mean, we're still living in a European Union country. You know, it's not as if we would work in Russia or China. But we feared for our footage and for the production, for sure. And so we took a lot of measures to protect it. And to be sure that if somebody would break into our office or into our studio, our footage would be safe.
How much has systemically changed in Romania since you finished the documentary, finished shooting on it?
Systemically, I mean, if we're talking about the system and politicians, I would say nothing.
Is what happened last Saturday, where 10 patients died in a fire at a hospital's COVID intensive care unit, is that also reflective of continued problems within the system?
It's 100% reflective, because it is what you see is basically answers the question at the end of the film when the minister says, I wonder how much of my reforms will stay in place. So we see that actually none of them, they left none of them in place. The hospital that burned down had 8 managers during the last 10 months. So managers were just appointed by the political parties to steal the money of the hospital, and the hospital conditions are so improper that they just, you know, in that hospital that where the ICU burned down with all the COVID patients inside and the door was locked, so they all burned alive. It was because the air system that ventilates the patients exploded.
Your film Collective is being entered into the Oscars this year. How has the government in Romania responded to your film?
Not at all. It's an embargo. They're not talking about it.
When film theaters are open again, do you expect it to be screened in Romania?
Oh, we had our theatrical screening. We had 2 weeks before theaters had to close down because of the COVID lockdown. And we had a record number of viewers. And then it went on to be screened on HBO, on the platform HBO Go. And it became the most viewed film within 2 days.
Filmmaker Alexander Nanno's documentary is called Collective. He's been speaking with us from Bucharest. Great to meet you, and thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
From PRX.